Ezra Hashem, our first topic, La Halacha for Daf Lamed Hey, is something that works in tandem with what we discussed on Daf Yud Beis in the Halacha section, and we will advance it a little bit more. The subject is there an Isur to eat without making a bracha? The simple reading of the Gemara, and this is the approach actually that Rav Soloveitchik took from the seven lines into the Y on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, Svaruhu asala l'adam shi'enim min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It is a surah that it is usur to eat without making a bracha, to which Rav Soloveitchik used the term matir, that the bracha is a matir which allows a person to eat food. Otherwise, on some level, it has a status of machalas asuras. We saw this on Daf Yud Beis because Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that this is a maharsha in the end of Psachim, that we don't evoke the rule of Safek Brachos Lahakil when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, claims Rabbi Akiva Eger, because of the fact that if you don't make a bracha, the food is also to you like Macholos Asuras. This is one of the instances where I heard from one of my great rabbeim, from Rav Schechter, that Rav Schechter disagreed with Rav Soloveitchik, and we will give Rav Schechter's reasons that we mentioned before, as well as the reasons of other poskim and connected to the daf on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Rav Schechter pointed out that this shita does not fit la halacha, and that is that there is a machlokes rishonim whether an omen makes birchos hanenin. What's behind that machlokes rishonim? That could be revolving around our issue. However, how do we paskin la halacha? And la halacha, we say that an onen, just like he doesn't make birchas hamitzvahs, he doesn't daven, he doesn't make birchas hanen. And that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Ayin Aleph Siv Dalet, so therefore Rav Schechter pointed out one summer when I went to visit him with my Talmidim from the summer in Tannersville, we were discussing the halachos of brachos, so he immediately launched into the discussion where he proved that when it comes to halacha lemaisa, we do not assume that it is a matir, even though if you take a look in our Iyun Shiurim, we saw that there are Rishonim that will clearly hold that way. See the Rajma and the Ritva, and many beautiful Hezbeirim in it. One night for the Sefer Shalmi Nisan. Clearly there are Rishonim that hold this way. However, the bottom line is halacha lemaisa, that an onen doesn't make a bracha. Now, if the halacha is as machalas asuras without a bracha, of course an onen would have to make a bracha. I mentioned this when we did the sugya on Daf Yom Beis. However, I had forgotten that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the Posei Kador, makes this argument as well in the Mincha Shlomo. I believe it's in Simin Yud Ches, where Rav Shlomo Zalman makes this point. This is discussed as well in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Simin Lamed. Rav Shlomo Zalman makes this exact raya, brings this exact raya that Rav Schechter brought in regards to Avel. Another nafkamina in this question was raised by Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Shlita. Actually, in the Chag HaSmicha for Nativ Aryeh, Ravina made a comment that nowadays people don't learn Rashi well enough, and Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg gave an example from our Rashi on Lamed Hey for a beautiful nafkamina la halacha, which relates to the above question. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Pei Dalet Siv Katan Zayin quotes a Prima Gadim that takes it as a Davar Pashut, which Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg said that there are Cholkim on this Prima Gadim. I've not been Zocha to find them explicitly yet, but nevertheless, let us go with the assumption that it is, and that is, what happens if someone is in a place that it is Osir to make a bracha, for example, a mikvah, a merchatz, or a mokom hametunah. So the Prima Gadim is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah saying, you're stuck, you can't drink. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah himself, in his Sefer Be'er Halacha, here it's not in Simin Pei Dalet Siv Zayin, but rather in Simin Samach Beis, Dibra Hamaskel Shelo Yehei, in his Be'er Halacha, he says that the reason why it's prohibited is because it's machalos asuros. And even if you're an ones, also lehenos ba'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, you don't have the heter of ones. Rav Zalman Nechemya said that there are some who disagree. That if you're in an ones, the case of ones, where it's also make a bracha, you drink, however, or eat, however, you don't make a bracha. Rav Goldberg connected it to our Rashi. Because Rashi in Dibra Maskel El Svara, towards the end, says that someone who's nene, he has to be mode to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sarach lahodos l'misha barum. Svara, who, according to Rashi, is that it's a svara that you're stealing the hodah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Rashi says explicitly, Allah minhei amabez, go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu es berchaso. What emerges is that Rashi is the source for the halacha l'maisa position. Rav Shechter argues strongly against Rav Soloveitchik's position as described in the new Rishima Shiure Hagrid by Rav Heschel Reichman Shlita and his son Rav Moshe Nechemya Reichman, that Birchas Hanenin is a matir. No, from our Rashi is mashma that you're stealing the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in a circumstance where you can't make the bracha? Then it's not Macholas HaSuros, and then one can make the bracha. And Rav Shechter had argued, and Rav Zalman Nechemya as well, that this can be followed. La halacha, it is a basic machlokas rishonim. An excellent survey of these shitas can be found in a very good sefer. You could argue with many things in a sefer, but still it's a sefer that is definitely one that gets you to start thinking. Sefer Shalmi Nisan and Simon Aleph, where he claims many rishonim do hold that it's a matir. He discusses many of the above Mara Makomos that we had mentioned. But la halacha, what would emerge is Rav Shechter's powerful point. I heard that from Rav Rafi Ronis, that Rav Avadi Yosef as well in a tshuva makes some of the same points. Also, and what would emerge is that la halacha, number one, in a case of a safek, we do not necessarily assume that it's a safek of machzasuras, and therefore you don't necessarily have to repeat a bracha, as we discussed last time. Number two, we pass on that an onen does not make a bracha, and therefore it's not nisr. And number three, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg claimed that if a person is in a state of ones, so then in such a case, then he could eat without making a bracha. And he proved from the Rashi's, if you read Rashi well, you will notice that Rashi makes beautiful points that have nafkaminos la halacha. By the way, Shalman Nissen also makes this point, that the stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stealing from him the bracha, and we pointed out that the Rashi is actually coming off of the Gemara, where the Gemara describes Gozel LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu es berchaso, not Gozel MeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, but LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stealing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the fact that you're not giving him the bracha. So Halacha LeMaisa, what will emerge is B'Shas HaTzchak. A person could eat when he can't make a bracha. An onen eats without making a bracha. And in the case of safek, see what we discussed on Daf Yud Beis. It's not necessarily an example of safek machalos asuras. Bezras Hashem, the next topic we will entitle An Introduction to the Halachos of Kerem Revai in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, as well as a couple of points in regards to Arla. We call it his introduction because this topic is not familiar to many. And also we will start from our Gemara, see it through the eyes of Tosos, and make a couple of points that one should be aware of, halacha l'maisa. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet, that one is not allowed to eat fruits during its first 3 years of growth. It means the first 3 years of the growth of the tree. And on the fourth year, the Torah tells us, Vashana Raviyat Kopiria Kodesh Hilul Mashem. And our Gemara told us that on Laman Heyam and Aleph, that the fruits should be redeemed. After it's redeemed, so then in such a case, it could be eaten. In regards to Netar Revai or Kerem Revai, our Gemara pointed out there is a machlokis tanoim between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Berebi, whether the halacha of Revai applies to all fruits of the tree or specifically the fruits of the vine. That's a machlokis. How do we paskin in this machlokis tanoim? So Tosas in Dibur HaMaskul Umandetani Kerem Revai, the fourth Tosas on Lamed Heyam and Aleph, says that we paskin that when it comes to Kerem Revai, it applies in Chutz La'aretz, but only of the Kerem and not of the Netta. What would emerge from this Tosos is, according to Tosos, a few halachos come out. Number one, in Eretz Yisrael, Revai applies to all fruits, and one needs to learn the halachos of Pidyon, or not eat them during the fourth year of a tree. This is halacha l'maisa. I'm saying this shir, sitting about 10 feet away from a tree that's growing, Baruch Hashem, in our backyard in Eretz Yisrael, with fruits, and people here in Eretz Yisrael need to know the halachos of Arla, as well as Revai, and the halachos are much more machmir in Eretz Yisrael for both Arla and Revai, as we're going to see in a moment. In the fourth year, so then, in Eretz Yisrael, it applies to all fruits as well as to the vine. However, Tosis comments that Revai does not apply in Chutz La'aretz except for the vine. So therefore, if a person has a tree or is buying fruits in Chutz La'aretz that one knows was from the fourth year, according to Tosfos, one could be mekel and doesn't need pidyon. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa in that regard? So here, the Ramah quotes the opinion of Tosfos in Simen Reish Sadi Dalet Sif Yud Zayin in Yoredeya in Hilchos Arlovi Yeshesh Eina Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz Rak B'Kerem V'lo B'Shar Ilanos. Many other Rishonim, not only the Tosfos, are quoted. However, the Shach doesn't give us the full Heter. The Shach cuts down the possibility of the Heter, as quoted as well in the Ber Hativ, one-line Shach. Shach says, since the Yesh Mishomer Hilkach near the Bein Bekerem Revai, Ubein Benetar Revai Yesh Liftos B'chutz La'aretz below Bracha. The Shach says you would not make a Bracha. However, we would still be Machmir. There is another issue that emerges from the chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz that everybody needs to know. And this one has much more nafkaminas than Tosfos had wanted to create, which the Shach cut down the nafkamina and says that we are machmir for all Revai in Chutz La'aretz. See Tosfos for another nafkamina of whether you need a pruta or a shava pruta. But if, let's give another halacha l'maisa example between the difference of Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael that is very, very important for everybody to know. In halacha tes, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Tzadi Dalid, the Mechaber paskins is following. Safek Arla be'Eretz Yisrael Aser. If there is a safek of Arla, this is a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Vav, if you're not sure whether it's an Arla in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Machmir. U'b'chutz la'aretz mutter. But in Chutz La'aretz, you have to be Mekel. This is a fascinating halacha, which is a little cryptic, which one needs to say an Iyun Shir on, and that is that the Gemara says that Arla in Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's Asur, but Sveiko mutter, the Safik is mutter. You need to explain why. Because halacha l'moshe misinai, is it safek mutter? But that's what emerges from the Gemara in Kedushin. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not asur because of halacha l'moshe misinai. It's also because of that pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Hence, bottom line, Rabosai, there's another chiluk between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, aside from the one that Tosis had given. And in fact, this is a much bigger nafkamina. And that is, if one is not sure if fruits are Arla, in Chutz La'aretz, you could eat it, because it's a suffix. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Machmir. Which is why, even though, when it comes to Arla, it's still an Isur D'Oraisa to eat Arla in Chutz La'aretz, we don't find, very often, or I'm not aware of Hashgachos making sure that every single fruit is from non-Arla produce. And the reason for that is that the Isser only applies if you know that it's Arla. But if there's an orchard which has trees that are both trees that are under age, under the age of three, and trees that are above the age of three, so then in such a case there isn't a chiyuv of Arla or an Isser of Arla, and one is allowed to eat it because of the rule Sveiko Mutter. It should be noted that the Shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, based on a few diyukim, says that if you see a case of Safek Arla, where you know that some trees are Arla and some trees are not, you're not allowed to take it biyodayim from that tree. However, if someone else does, so then in such a case, it would be mutter. Hence, I don't think that many kashrus organizations are makbid to make sure that the fruits that are being used are from trees that are entirely not of arla. However, in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is very different because safek arla be'eretz Yisrael is going to be awesome. For that reason as well, the Shachet told us that we have to be machmir to be podet, not like our Tosos, neta revai and kerem revai, that all fruits are subject to the iser of revai, even in chutzars, and require pidyon. However, once again, if it's a safek, one most definitely could be mekel. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, there are many who learn the halachas, which we're not going to discuss right now, of how to do an appropriate pidyon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos for Daf Lamed Hei.